Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Life Success NZ. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about actually overcoming depression. How can we change our mindsets? Now, the CBT circle I teach is actually your thoughts, positive or negative, attitude, your response, and your behavior, positive or negative action. Now, a lot of our behavior is our actions that are abusive towards yourself or others, and you don't seem to care about yourself enough. And when you don't behave in a positive way, you're more likely to go in this dark hole. Now, when our thoughts are not positive and they sit in this dark hole of negativity, we tend to continue our negative thoughts, our attitude, how we respond to it, and then our behavior shows up, this negative behavior of abuse and not treating yourself with kindness, not talking positive. You're just absolutely miserable, and you don't dress the way you should. You don't show that you are happy within yourself. You don't exercise. You don't eat properly. You end up drinking alcohol or doing drugs. That's the kind of thing that some people do. Now, when you're in that situation, you need to take what priorities that day to help yourself to get out of that dark hole. Now, you've got to think differently and change your mindset. This is why CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, helps those overcome that battle of depression. Now, what I mean by is changing their thoughts, changing their thought pattern, and changing the fact that all this negativity is not helping them, right? So the positive ones are in need in order for us to change our mindsets. So thinking positive about yourself and about things around you. What perspective can you change in order to see things differently? Now, gratitude helps us in that alignment area where we can see things in a more positive perspective. Now, it's quite common, and it has scientific evidence to prove that as well, which is interesting because I did actually research this, and there is journals out there that that do actually help us with that area, actually created by Awesome in Sync, and that was done by a woman called Nikki, and she created it. Now, I know that there's so many things out there in today's world that we struggle with, and sometimes when we're not got enough vitamin D in our system, vitamin D3 is crucial to our depression status. Especially during winter time, it can be a battle to get that vitamin D. So sitting in the sunshine, doing something productive in the sunshine, at least taking care of your needs. You may not feel like it, but still do something that's going to help you get up and moving and not sit in bed all day long, 24/7, woe's me, poor me, my life sucks, and all that kind of crap. Because these negative thoughts are not helping your actions and your response to it. So in order for you to change that behavior, you got to change your thought pattern and your attitude towards it, and the behavior will then be more positive reaction to it all. And then your actions will be more positive. You'll be acting, thinking, and showing up as a more positive person than ever before. So that's my theory on how it works. I've seen it before because I've suffered from depression most of my life since I was 10 years old because I lost a brother who committed suicide. He was depressed, and I know a bit more about depression now than I ever did before. And then I had an older brother who committed suicide when I was 28, and he took his own life. He took a bullet to his head and passed away, unfortunately. So this is the story that I'm telling you guys, because if you're going to end your life, it's not worth the risk. It doesn't solve the problem. It's your mental mindset that you are not happy about. How you change your thinking pattern will change every perspective about it. Okay? So whatever it is, I recommend that you change your mindset, get a journal out, I don't care where you buy it from. Get a journal, start writing it, and start doing gratitude, and start clearly seeing the positives of each day. Whether it's you see this beautiful mountain with the beautiful sunshine on it, and it looks beautiful, or you've seen a beautiful sunset, and that brings on gratitude. So what? Or you went for a walk on the beach and it was beautiful. Simple things like that matter. The most simplest moments in life matter. So when you write those in and you say it out loud, that's when they're powerful. So this is the tools I'm teaching you guys a bit about how I deal with these areas and get grounded. These rituals are crucial. Crucial to how we prioritize ourselves within. And breathing. Breathing is a great way. Yoga, stretching, meditation. These are all, you know, believing, having faith in something bigger than ourselves is actually helpful too. So if you're going through this depressive state, try these tools and see how you go. And let me know in the comments of, you know, wherever on my social media or, YouTube or something. You know, let me know how you got on with these tools and did it work for you. And if you struggled with them, then, well, I'm here to help you. And keep listening to my podcasts because they're going to help you overcome all these battles that you're going through. And I really do hope that you have an awesome day. So take care of yourself today, guys. And I will see you on the next one. Bye for now.